Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Yudalid, Parsha Nitzavim, Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. There's a pasuk in this week's Parsha that says, Vivdile Hashem L'ra, Hashem will single him out, anyone that will behave in a way that the Torah described earlier. Hashem will single him out for punishment. Kachola Olis Abris, Aksuva B'Sefer HaTorah Azeh, like all of the curses that are written in this Sefer Torah. So Rashi quotes the words from the pasuk Aksuva b'Sefer HaTorah Azeh, written in this Sefer Torah, and he explains, he goes into an explanation of diktuk. Earlier in the parasha, in the previous parasha, in parasha Kisavai, hu ayme b'Sefer HaTorah Azeh, over there it says Sefer HaTorah Azeh in the feminine, kol gam kol chol v'chol makeh. As the Torah there writes, also every illness and every affliction, etc. And there it says Hazois Loshen Keva, and the reason is Musav al Torah, because it's referring that the word Zois is referring to the word Torah, which is feminine. Hazeh, whereas in this week's parasha and Nitzavim, Hazeh, which is in the masculine. Loshen Zohar, Musav al Sefer is referring to the word Sefer. Sefer is a masculine word. And it's through the trup, through the incantations, the musical incantations, so to speak, which are also grammatical punctuations. So it's through the positioning of the tipcha of that particular grammatical or incantation, the taimim, you can see which two words go together. Parshas haklolos hatipcha nesuna tachas b'sefer. In the parsha of klolos, meaning a pack in parsha tovai, that grammatical the tipcha is placed on the word b'sefer, and therefore ha-toira ha-zois, so sefer is separated onto a word onto itself, and toira ha-zois are connected to each other, dvukam zolazeh, therefore it says ha-zois, because toira is connected to the word ha-zois, both feminine words. The kan, but in this parsha, in the tzobim, ha-tipcha nesuna tachas ha-toira, the tipcha is written under the word toira, nimtza ha-sefer ha-toira, dvukam zolazeh. So Sefer and Torah are connected to each other. Lefikach Loshen Zohar Neifel Achrav Shal Loshen Neifel Ala Sefer. So in other words, Sefer HaTorah, the word Torah is only a description of the word Sefer, is an adjective of the word Sefer, and therefore the word becomes Sefer, the focus becomes Sefer, so therefore Hazeh is the proper wording for a masculine identifier. So there are a number of questions on this Rashi, including why does Rashi also quote the word haksuva if he's only explaining the words b'sefer ha-Torah zeh? Also, why does Rashi quote from the pasuk over there in Kisavai also the words gam kol chayli and haksuva hashalek suva b'Torah? Why does he describe those? And in fact, he brings those words out of order, because those words are written before Haksuva b'Sefer HaTorah Azeh. So why does he quote it after having already quoted the words Sefer HaTorah Azeh? Also, why does Rashi refer to that place in Kisavai as Parshas HaKlolos? And only later he brings Parshas HaKlolos in the second half of the Rashi. If we already know where he's quoting from this other pasuk, so why does he later follow up and call it B'Sefer, the Parshas HaKlolos? And also the answer that Rashi gives is also a little bit difficult, because even though it's true that when the word Sefer is connected to Hazeh, so then it should be Hazeh, when the word Torah is connected to Hazeh, it should be Azeis. But the question is, why does the Torah here write it as B'Sefer HaTorah Azeh, and over there, Azeis? Why didn't it just write it in the normal way? In fact, maybe... So we'll then explain this by first focusing on another question on Rashi. Why does Rashi bring this question, clarify this issue by comparing our pasuk to the previous pasuk from Parsha Kitave. If you look at our pasuk without having any comparison, the question is a good question. The word HaTorah is feminine, Hazeh is masculine, and since HaTorah and Hazeh are written next to each other, it would seem that the word should be Hazois. And you don't have to bring it from any other, whereas over there it's written differently. Just here itself, it should be a question without having to compare it to anywhere else. And the answer to that is because in our pasuk we would be able to understand why it's written this way, because it says haksuva b'sefer, and that's why Rashi also brings that word into the explanation, into the quotation. Because the word haksuva, when you write, you're writing a sefer. You're not writing Torah. Torah means matters of teaching. That's not written. That's something that is the toichen, that is what is written in the book. But since it says written in the book, so therefore the book becomes the focus, and therefore it should correctly say hazeh. So there would be no question for in our pasuk itself. But when you compare it to the previous pasuk over there, also it says ksuva b'sefer haTorah hazois, and even though it's written ksuva, it still says hazois. In other words, that the focus is haTorah. So here the question becomes: why is it over here that both of them say ksuva, yet over here it says hazeh? In other words, that the sefer is the focus, and over there, even though it says haksuva, still the word Torah becomes the focus, and therefore it's feminine. That's why it's only the comparison which leaves the question. And then Rashi answers that question by bringing the words which he skipped over before, gam kol chayli v'chol maka, and these words will explain why here the word Torah is the focus of that pasuk, not here but over there, meaning in the in Parsha Kisavai. And because the word Torah is the focus, and therefore it's correct that it should say Hazeis. Why so? Because since we're talking about the klolus, which is what's written in Parsha Sovei, and that's why Rashi refers back to it as the Parshas HaKlolos, the purpose of Hashem expressing all of these klolus is because he's trying to warn the Yidden and to scare the Yidden into following the Torah as they should. And therefore all of these things are written. Not only is there a long list of klolos, 98 klolos, but afilu ashaloiksuva, even the things which I didn't mention in these 98 klolos, there are things which are, I can't even mention everything, and they're too terrible to mention. And so on, even that will come upon you, is what Hashem is saying. In other words, that this Sefer Torah that we're talking about now, it's not only what is written in the Torah that has to be focused on. You also have to take into account that there are things which are not written that you can read between the lines. There's more than is actually written that you have to keep in mind. So therefore, the word that is expressed by the word Torah, the teaching, that's the important word, not the word Sefer. Because Sefer is only what's written. HaTorah, what you can learn from this Sefer, even that which is not spelled out clearly. And therefore, is what he's trying to warn you about as well. And therefore, over there in Parsha Kisavai, the focus of the Pasuk is the word Torah. Because we're talking about Klolos, in which he's trying to warn you about much more than what is actually written. Over here, the focus is on Sefer, what is written in the Torah. Which answers the general thing, but it still leaves one question. Why, in order to avoid this problem of the contradiction of Hazeh and Hazois, why didn't the Torah over there simply write B'Torah Hazois, leave out the word B'Sefer, and in this Pasuk, in its Tzavim, he should just write B'Sefer, and we know which Sefer it is, we know it's the Sefer Torah, but since he wants to keep it masculine, why doesn't he just write B'Sefer Hazeh and leave out the word Torah? So Rashi says that there really is no question, because if you look at the taimim, at the trop, you will see immediately that grammatically everything is correct, because when you put these two words, Sefer HaTorah, together then it should be hazeh, because it's referring back to the word sefer. If you put the sefer and then hatoira hazeh, then it's correctly feminine. From the Yenishal Torah in this Rashi that we can learn is, we know that there is of course Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, the written Torah and oral Torah. There are those who want to make a separation. They want to have it as two distinct things. There is Torah Shebiksav and then there's Torah Shebalpeh. In other words, that Torah Shebalpeh can somehow be treated as somehow less important, Chas V'Sholem. So Rashi says that when you separate the word ha-sefer, in other words, the written word, from the word ha-Torah, if you make them into two separate things, that is an area where klolus begin. That will lead to negative results. The sefer and Torah have to be considered as one. The oral teachings, Torah, and the sefer, the written teachings, these are all really one Torah, and they're all the same, and everybody, you have to keep them both equally importantly, and if not, they lead to problems.